Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you find a new discovery of your life and stand on a new horizon to the light, the path to find the path to the light, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, today let's start the very basic things, very basic things that of the Buddhism that teaches three poisons, or what is the three poisons of the karma. Very famous as a word, as a term of Buddhism. Very famous. It's one is greed, second is anger, and third is delusion. However, I'm not satisfied that the previous interpretation about those. I mean, sometimes even translation, I'm not satisfied with it about the Buddhist term. Let's see the greed, for example. The Chinese character of this is the poorness. Well, it can be poorness of the heart. And there is interesting words, Buddhist term in that. The word is tonge. Ton is the poorness, which translated as a greed. The word tonge is to calculate with poor heart. Well, calculate means that to calculate merit and demerit. How much I give and how much I get. It's the heart of the merchandise. And try to get more, and try to give less. Actually, at least not to lose, to not to make it less than to give. This is the heart of the donge, heart of the calculation. But this is not actually the nature of the human being. I'm saying this because before the money system, everything was the give and exchange of the goods, directly the goods itself. And at that time, it was a custom or a habit, I don't know how to say. It is custom to give, try to give more than to get. This was a custom of the human being in an exchange of the goods before the money system. It is because, you know, once you get more than that you give, imagine what the reputation is going to be later. Oh, that guy is stingy. Let's try not to deal with this person. And this kind of rumor will spread very quickly. And it makes difficult to survive. It is much easier to live, to have a good reputation that person is generous, than the greed. So after the money system was established, that human being lost the way to educate or to ourselves to have the heart of more giving than receiving. And that reflects also to the energy. You know, when you are with a several people or even one people or whatever, when you are with other people, it's clear to see, you can clearly see in a group, some people try to give energy to the group. We call it, it's a field of the people. You know, try to care the people and ask what's going on, or, you know, caring, show that they care to the people in the group. But some people are just waiting somebody to take care of him or her. The one is giving energy to the group, and the other one is trying to receive the energy from the group. With the excuse that I'm not that type. Whatever. But we have to, we better understand or to recognize or realize that in this field of the people, unless you give energy, unless you try to give the energy to the group, you will suck the energy. Automatically, this is a... You know, when you hear the word greed, many people think that, oh, I'm not greedy, so I'm not stealing or getting from the people the things. So I don't have this karma or whatever. But think about the energy. If you are sensitive to the energy, you will know that unless the one gives the energy to the group, the one's energy, subconsciously, human beings subconsciously start to take energy from the field. And there will be the imbalance of the energy will be produced in a group. Some gives energy and some take the energy. So the greed, the tone is very much need to be aware of it. In this modern days, this mentality or spirituality of the human being hasn't developed compared to the past days. Actually, the mentality went backwards, as I said, compared to the before the money system started. People gave more than try to get. And this same thing happens in the energy too. Now people in modern days think everything based on the materials. About the greed, concept of the greed as well. However, more important is something invisible, the energy. Start to give energy to the field, to the field, to the world, and that's how you get more energetic and you'll be more powerful, and that makes you more healthier than taking energy from others. The giving energy to others is the best health care. I wish with wishing for your health and your energetic behavior to others. Have a nice day.